Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Now, we have a great show for you today, but first, we want to send all our love, prayers, and energy to everybody out there in Mexico who are recovering from yesterday's earthquake, and to all our friends and family out there in Puerto Rico dealing with Hurricane Maria. We are thinking of you. We got you. We are all in this together.
Together.
We are wrapping up, and we're going to get everybody's spirits high and dry, all right? Portia, what you got for us today?
We've got a show packed on news and the latest on some of the sexiest women in the world.
Tell me more.
Well, we've got Selena Gomez, Kim Kardashian, Jessica Simpson, my fave, Gwyneth Paltrow. Plus, of course, there's Brett and I, who are the most sexiest on television, you know.
I see.
Yes. And we're getting things started with this super hot post from none other than Jenna Dewan Tatum. She posted this photo on Instagram with the simple caption, Cheeky Balcony Series.
Now, who took that picture?
Her husband, probably.
Really?
Or either she set the timer and ran and stood right
You got
there.
That right. When that thirst is real,
hello,
you will find a way, okay?
Celebrating the new holiday, Ass Wednesday. Man.
And, of course, the mom shamers came out in full force, criticizing Jenna for setting a bad example for her four-year-old daughter by posting these types of pics.
But it's pictures like this that got her daughter here.
One fan even wrote, I guess you've reached a Kardashian class level.
Ooh.
That was some real shade.
I mean, sometimes you ever be in a position where you guys are, like, super feeling yourselves and what you got on, and you just go for it and just do something uncharacteristically different photo-wise?
Yeah, for sure. I used to do it all the time, but then people start branding you a certain way, so I don't do it as much. But a lot of times it's like, because the shamers come out and they start labeling you, and it's like, damn, I just love the way I look, and I want y'all to see.
Right.
Yeah. I miss the old Porsche. Work in that work, Porsche.
I get you a little bit here and there.
You know I get you a little bit here and there.
You look at my page, it's a little sprinkle here and there.
You gotta go all the way back to 2016.
You do gotta go back.
Well, y'all, speaking of flaunting your body, Kim Kardashian doesn't plan to stop anytime soon.
We knew that. Stop. That ain't new news.
In a new interview with Allure magazine, Kim is asked if she thinks there's an age limit for a naked photo shoot. She says, I'm like, I'm going to tone it down, but then I'm like, wait, I can't be doing it in 10 years, so I might as well. I don't know what the age cutoff is.
You actually sound like old Kim Kardashian.
She kind of nailed it. I mean, but she kind of got it right. Like, you know, like, posing nude is like being a Hollywood stuntman. Like, you do it until you get hurt. And you can't pull it off no more.
Yeah, but I mean, shoot, some people still pulling it, doing it, whether we want to see it or not.
So at what point do you decide you're going to retire your swimsuits and never put them on again?
I think a woman should do it at 35.
That's a damn lie. I'm going to post my pictures and wear my swimsuits forever.
Until you start swimming.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, no, because I mean, if you're not fit right in them, I think you should 35.
Don't body shame us. We can look how we want to look. Our body's aging just like yours, and you wear yours even now at 60.
But it depends on your skin is still tight and you still look good.
Y'all made me really come for you.
Is your skin still tight, Gary?
Hey, Gary.
Y'all body shaming me.
Now you want to be shamed.
You sure don't act shame, honey.
All right, guys. Well, it is time to say what's up to the best in the West. What's up, Heidi? What's up, Frank?
What's up, Lil?
What's up,
You got that right, girl. So, Frank, what you got?
Well, I got some American Idol news for you in their seemingly never-ending search to find judges for the show.
Uh-oh.
The only person that's actually signed on, we know, is Katy Perry.
Right, $25 million or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's been rumored. They've been talking to Luke Bryan and Chris Daughtry, Charlie Puth, Lionel Richie. But now they say that there is an offer on the table for Selena Gomez, and it's in her court.
Oh.
Here's where that could be interesting, because Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift are friends, and Taylor Swift and Katy Perry are enemies.
Yes.
Ooh.
This they'll have to sit on opposite ends of the table. See, I think they're having trouble finding a judge because they, like you said, we all know what Katy Perry's getting paid, $25 million.
Right.
So when you're asking other A-listers to come on and be a judge, they're like, well, the starter is $25 million.
Right.
But hell, Ryan Seacrest is making $12
million. Right. Yeah.
They should get Judge Reinhold.
Who is that?
He's an actor that was popping in the 80s. Judge is in his name.
Just bring him back.
I'm sure he was born a judge.
He'll do it for shirts.
Well, moving on, Jessica Simpson has been celebrating her husband's birthday for the last few days now, which I love. I think that's how you should do it. You know, it's like you celebrate not just one day. It's your birth month, baby. Go out. And that's what she's doing. And she is really celebrating him. She posted this pic with the caption, 38 is great. Hashtag, I am so hot for you. And then check out this picture.
Oh, my God.
Of Jessica Simpson.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. If your pictures don't look like this, she don't love you and y'all ain't partying hard enough. This is how you go hard for your husband, honey.
He ain't breaking up no time soon.
At all.
They were at this restaurant here in L.A. It's called Craig's. They were there for 5 hours.
Wow. Yes.
So check out these pics of Jessica Simpson. This is like the poster for Uber.
Yeah.
Just go, please call us and show these pictures. And they're like, yep, that'll do it.
I want to party with her now. She's like the ultimate, you know, win a date, win a party with Jessica Simpson.
I mean, that is fun. I mean, we've been out together. We've been drunk many, many times together.
Yes.
This though, Heidi?
Well,
And y'all had sex.
No! Oh. Come on, Porsche, I can do better than him. I thought it was the breathalyzer. I didn't know what was happening.
Blow into this till I tell you to stop.
Stop it!
All right, so moving on. Football season is underway, which means they got to find somebody to perform at the Super Bowl halftime party.
Yes,
that's right.
Beyonce.
Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
Drunk. Now, one of the people they want to talk to about it is Jay-Z, right? Good thing, right?
Him and who, though? Him and who?
No, Jay-Z by himself would have been good enough, but they're saying Jay-Z actually turned it down.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
He didn't want to follow Beyonce. She killed it. He was like, I'm not going out.
Exactly. Unless you're bringing her out there, I ain't sold on that.
Oh, see, you're not a fan then, because Jay-Z has joints.
Jay-Z has joints. He has joints, but does he have Super Bowl joints?
Oh, thank you.
All he has to do is start his show off with, allow me to introduce myself.
My name is Ho.
Okay. Whole stadium going crazy.
Yeah.
Even the rednecks is going to put a finger
on it. Okay, you're right.
And he can bring out anybody. He got all kind of guests on all his projects.
That's my point. Bring him out with guests.
It would be dope for him to bring out Kanye, and that's where they make up.
That would have been dope. He was also in talks to do it with Justin Timberlake. You know, they got suit and tie together.
That's a good look, too.
That would have been dope, but he hasn't released an official reason why yet. But last weekend, he was performing at the Metals Festival, and he dedicated his song, The Story of OJ, to Colin Kaepernick, who a lot of people feel is being currently blackballed by the NFL.
Right.
So, it seems like maybe he's just taking a stand against the NFL.
Oh, that's why Jay-Z said, I'm not going to do it in solidarity with his pal Colin.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they should bring DeBrat to the halftime show.
Ooh,
and
DeBrat!
She functified the whole thing.
Functified!
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
A whole so-so Super Bowl.
So-so Super Bowl.
Half time, half shirt.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
Hey, watch it.
I would watch. I would totally watch.
Up next, I know we've been saying it often lately, but love is dead, y'all.
What? No.
Or at least on life support, because Billy Bush and his wife of 20 years, Sydney Davis, are calling it quits.
No.
Love ain't dead, just marriage.
Okay.
Billy's rep confirmed the split, but shot down reports that she left him and that they have separated for the moment to evaluate their life together. They love each other and their children deeply and are committed to a bright future.
This is divorce. Do you know anybody who got separated for a certain amount of time and then got back together and they were happy?
I don't.
And then, too, when somebody goes to work every day, then all of a sudden they home every day, it changes the dynamics of the relationship.
Yeah, that's true. You don't miss them no more.
Right.
Yeah.
I lost my job and I got divorced.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Damn, these girls just want the money then, clearly.
That's right, Portia.
Ding, 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 ding. Gold diggers.
You thought she was just with you for your penis.
Turns out it wasn't my penis.
Oh, honey. All right, coming up, the trailer for season 10 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta is here, and it's just as messy, baby, as you think it'll be, honey.
Ooh, hot, 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 baby.
Stay tuned.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes, baby.
Now, even though she said she was taking a break from dating last month, Halle Berry has a new boyfriend.
Okay.
Wow, does she?
Oh. Halle Berry and 35-year-old British music producer Alex the Kid were seen together Monday at a Miu Miu party at London Fashion Week, and they both just went Instagram official.
How did they go Instagram official?
Well, Halle posted this photo of the couple with the caption, "My balance." And then Alex posted the same photo with the caption, "My balance."
Oh.
And you know, this year she went back African-American, too.
Yes, she did. Yeah. Didn't she? He even got some little dreadlocks going on.
Yeah. So for those who wonder who Alex the Kid is, he is a very successful Grammy-nominated producer. He's worked with a little bit of everybody, including Dr. Dre, Rihanna, Imagine Dragons, and more. So, you know, he ain't no slouch on the couch.
Well, he's
he got the
money. Thick, though. He does.
Not slouch on the couch.
When you reach a certain age, it's like, you know, 3 a.m. at the club. So you kind of, like, open up your options a little bit and try to figure out, okay.
Now, hold on now. Now, God daggone, you ain't going to compare no gorgeous-ass 50-year-old woman to being late in the club and drunk and having to get anything.
It's 3 a.m. in the club right now.
That's not true. Let me tell you something. Halle Berry can pull anybody's husband, anybody's young man if she want to. She can come here and pull you.
I would have sex with my
girl.
He
would go.
I would have sex with Halle Berry on top of my girl. Like...
Well, y'all, Shonda Rhimes is one of the busiest and most accomplished women in entertainment, and in an interview with Vanity Fair, Shonda admits that coming up, she had gone through some struggles with her self-confidence. But there was one woman who she channeled to get through it all, and that is Oprah. Shonda says, "I spent lots of time sitting in big rooms full of a lot of men and executives thinking, what would Oprah say right now? And trying to channel that as hard as I could. And mostly that was just about having the confidence. If this woman did it, it can be done. And there's no reason for anybody to stop you."
Normally it's what would Jesus do, but exactly. I guess Oprah is the closest to Jesus.
When I started off in radio and stuff, I need you to channel a woman named Rona Barrett.
Oh, really? Who was she?
She was a news reporter. She was a journalist. And that's where I first learned gossip from Rona Barrett.
First one with the tea.
She was on Good Morning America.
Okay. She passed the little teacup to you.
And then there was Barbara Walters.
Do you consider yourself a modern day Barbara Walters?
Well, just a little bit. I'm not going to take it all. Just a little bit.
I knew it was a little white woman in you.
Yeah,
also knows we haven't seen Barbara Walters in months.
Yeah, what you do with her, Gary?
What you do to Barbara Walters, Gary?
Well, after months of waiting, Real Housewives of Atlanta is coming back, y'all.
Yeah, it's about time.
And even though the show doesn't premiere until November the 5th, yesterday they released a trailer to give us a taste of what's to come.
This season on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I'm here now!
The thirst is real.
I am a baby vegan.
Those aren't vegans.
Ah! You big ass and liar. You deserve some discipline for what you did to Candy.
I don't give about her.
Yeah. 911, what's your emergency?
I need to make a report.
Oh my God! Oh, this is getting juicy.
Oh God!
You got some explaining to do, girl.
That trailer is insane.
That was like movie good.
I know. Wasn't it? I'm like,
what
my God.
What the hell, ham turkey?
This season is lit, y'all. It is lit. Oh, it is going to be crazy.
Did you put the paws on somebody?
Her hair look a little ruffled.
No, I did not put any paws on anybody but a glass of wine. I did not touch nobody.
Let's
make that very clear. I can't sit here and tell you everything that happened, but I will tell you there were never any physical altercations at all this season.
Oh.
Not involving me.
Well, honey, coming up, Miss Wendy Williams had a lot to say about me yesterday on her show. We'll show you everything she said next.
Oh, Lord.
You chose this story, didn't you? This is all you.
Well, hello there. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Gabrielle Union, she is super known for keeping it real. And, you know, to the untrained eye, it seems like Gabrielle Union's living a life. But guess what she said?
What?
She don't want to be anybody's idol.
Uh-huh. That's cool, yeah, because people got flaws, so you don't want to mess up and use somebody's idol.
So she told Complex Magazine, people are like goals. Me and Dee are like, what the hell? We've kind of figured it out now, but I guess maybe we should live tweet them from couples therapy. And when you ask us, we're going to tell you, there's a process to being happy.
Mm.
So they don't just exist and make it work. It takes a lot of work to make it exist.
But on the other side of it, is it what Gabby is saying, or is it the people who are writing the hashtag goals? Everybody out there, here is a public announcement. Stop writing hashtag goals on people's lives you don't really know. A picture is a picture. It's Instagram. You're only going to post for likes, and you only post good stuff for likes. You don't get likes if you post you crying.
I should start posting pictures when my account falls below $25 to see how many goals posts I get on there.
Exactly.
Damn, move some money around. God, dog.
Well, baby, honey, I've been waiting for this part of the show all day. All day, honey. Now, y'all know, honey, that I've been talking about Miss Wendy Williams. Hi, Wendy, honey. And now, honey, she's talking about, guess who? Me.
No, she.
What made her talk about you?
Because she likes me and
okay,
I like
Gary.
Wendy, honey. And she couldn't even stop, honey, raving about how much she loves me and how fashionable and approachable.
Okay, Gary, thank you, enough. Can we see the footage for ourselves?
When I was in Atlanta promoting my app during the summer and I went on Dish Nation. Yes. And, you know, I saw Gary and, you know, everybody. But I said to the brat, I was like, are you still cool with Mariah? Because, you know, they used to be thick as thieves. And she said, yep, I just got back from Chicago. This was during the summer, where she did collabos with Mariah, infused with Mariah's set during the Lionel Richie tour. So they're still cool. Hey, Brat. Morning.
Wait.
Hey, Brat got more of a shout out than you did.
Oh, my God. Hey, Wendy. Hey, girl.
Gary was a passing street on a way to another destination.
Hello. You were nothing but the layer of a honey. The main destination was the brat, honey.
I mean, listen how she referred to Gary and everyone. I'm like, she said, like, Gary and everyone. But,
but Gary, you said she was raving about you.
But of course, I think a
slight mention of your name is not raving.
But y'all must
Gary.
Remember, honey, y'all are everyone. And I'm Gary.
Okay, so you just did a Diana Ross on us.
I'm totally cool with it. Most of my mama loves
you. You totally made us the background singers to your ass. Okay, Diana.
Did you guys know that Dish Nation has an app?
What?
Well, make sure you download it from the App Store or Google Play. That is right. It is now available on Google Play, so you have no excuse, and it's the best way to keep up with all the tea and all the fun stuff we do on Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle website, Goop, is featuring a brand new product, and it's psychic vampire repellent.
Well, it's about time. It's psychic vampire repellent.
Psychic vampire repellent. Now, this is a what they're calling a protection mist, Frank. And it promises to banish bad vibes and shield you from the people who may be causing them. So you just keep that in your purse and somebody comes up and tries to, you know, give you a hard time about something. Shh.
So it's made with holy water and garlic salt?
Here's what I'm going to say.
How much is this?
$30. I've been giving Gwyneth Paltrow a pass. I really have. When everybody gives her a hard time, I'm like, I don't know. She seems like a nice enough girl. I'm done, Gwyneth. I'm done. This is ridiculous.
See, I think Gwyneth's getting a hard time because she's Gwyneth Paltrow and she's trying to pitch, you know, some crazy stuff. Okay,
sure.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
If this was O Magazine and Oprah wants to start selling, you know, vampire mist for $30, everybody's on board with Oprah. I feel so bad for Gwyneth Paltrow.
You do?
Yeah. This poor little white girl can't catch a break.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.